You know, I want to say thanks again to our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, for bringing you this show. They just like to find physical therapists' jobs. So where do you want to go? So how about this? Sign up at ptpinecast.com, and Arias is going to hook you up with a $500 gift card to Southwest Airlines. Where do you want to fly? That's because Arias can get you a job anywhere in the U.S. So hit ptpinecast.com and then decide where you want to go when you win. All from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Had a chance to go live and bring the PT Pinecast College Tour to Sacred Heart University in Connecticut. I want to thank the faculty, staff, and students out there for, I mean, just coming out and having an amazing show, an amazing turnout. Take a listen. Talked to a bunch of professors. Got to include some of our sponsors, guys from Arias. Take a listen live from Sacred Heart PT School. It's PT Pinecast.
Are you guys ready to get this started? There we go. All right, so you guys are pretty much going to, you're going to see the behind the scenes of a podcast, which is really, really not glamorous at all. It's pretty much this. Give me a test. Check one.
Test, check, check.
Cool.
Check one, two.
So if you're ready, I'll hit the magic button if you're ready to go.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on. Let's drink beer.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast, where we talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
And we are live again at Sacred Heart University. Are you here? We decided to have this one in a bar, and the entire university showed up. Doing the PT Pinecast College Tour, we are at Sacred Heart in Connecticut, and we are at, what is this, the Bear and Grill. I like this place. Very woodsy, a lot of wood. We've got an actual bear behind us right now. Unfortunate, he's not able to make the party, but bringing the show on the road, and we're doing this at universities across the country, and want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, for making it possible. Those guys do, ironically, travel PT across the country. We're going to get into travel. Yeah, you can woo. You can woo. Feel free to woo. If you guys need to find a job, any of you guys graduating anytime soon, like a year or two? Trust me, the time from first year to third year, it's quick. So, you know, mid-second year, start looking for a job. AURAUSmedical.com. That's Arias Medical Staffing. So the cool part is we get to get inside the minds of your professors. So we're going to start right now. Our first guest has 7 years of experience as a program director, 8 years of experience as an academic coordinator of clinical ed. In his 22 years in academia, he was a PT working inside steel mills in Ohio, West Virginia, and PT, Pennsylvania. We're going to talk about that. He's also held various leadership positions at the APTA at the regional, national levels, and is currently on the APTA nominating committee. Welcome to PT Pinecast, Chris Petrosino.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Wow. You bring a crowd.
Oh, welcome to Fairfield.
Yeah. So mentioned in your opening, a physical therapist in steel mills.
Loved it.
Explain how that works.
It actually is a captured audience, which is great because you can walk through the steel mills and actually watch other people work. And I always loved watching other people work, which was great, and not having to actually do some of the things that they had to.
Right. It's always good.
That was good. But the best thing was you can actually go out there and see them in their environment and help them out with any problems that they may be having. So
it's one thing if you have a patient who's got a shoulder issue and you say, can you mimic what you do at work? It's completely different when you get to go and actually watch them do whatever it is they do. Because a lot of times, they might not know what motion they're actually
Exactly. You can actually try it out too. So that's some of the nice things. If you try some of the jobs and really see what the forces are and how well the individuals are performing it.
Try to paint me a picture. What's the inside of a steel mill look like?
It's actually just a large warehouse type of building, but there's huge cranes overhead, and some areas are very hot.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of molten things and hard hats and wrenches.
Depends on if you're in the foundry or in the finishing plants.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different sites. I've seen things that I never thought and expected I would see. Even coal mines. So we're down in coal mines and 3 miles underground.
Yeah.
So therapists can go into any of these settings and actually really provide a great service because it's they're there. And a lot of times the clientele really is appreciative of your work.
Well, the thing is, that's not on the brochure, Chris. You know, being a physical therapist, when you mention that to, like, when I mentioned to my mom, I'm going to go be a PT. Most people picture outpatient clinic, rubbing knees, rubbing butts, whatever, back massage. PT and steel mills, I love that when I found that in your bio, because that's not normal. That's out of the ordinary, but it shows where PT can go, which is, I mean, if it can go into a steel mill, Chris.
Hey, it's, you still rub body parts and you still do the same things that you would do in typical physical therapy, but it gives you that inside look of exactly what they're doing on the jobs, which is great.
Now, who were you employed by, the steel mill?
I was employed by a hospital system which was contracted with the steel mill.
To do what?
To do all their industrial rehab.
To
lower their costs.
Right. So it's another thing we like to pat ourselves in the back, is that we can reduce costs, cost-effective measure in preventing something, and obviously that company recognized that.
All the way from preventative to rehabilitative, return to work. So you did everything, which was great. So doing lectures on top of trucks inside pits, really learning how people do their jobs.
Right. How was that received?
I was a younger PT at the time, so it was like, you're going to come in and tell me how to do my job is part of what you get.
Right.
But then when you express your knowledge and tell them exactly what you're intending to do and how it can help them, and then they see the results of it, quickly gain their respect and their ability to follow through and their trust.
Yeah, your goal was to make sure they can put food on the table.
Exactly.
I could see where they would see it's you, a guy who doesn't do their job, saying, I'm going to come here and show you how to do my job. But you did, and again, I thought it was a throwaway in PT school, that big thing that we do, which is educate. If I can show you how I'm going to prevent you from being injured so you can continue to work.
I think you hit it, Jimmy. We're all educators. You know, PTs are educators. Even if you go into academics, we're educating. So it's a great way to have individuals really learn from the profession and market us, in that people really appreciate what we do. When you teach them something, that helps them in their daily life, helps them get back to their living.
Is that light bulb moment working with a steel mill worker similar to a light bulb moment now that you're in academics working with students? It's a similar thing. Oh, now I get it. Now I understand why this is going to help me on the test or at work.
Very similar, yes. Because you see the students, that bulb goes on at certain points. I'm sure the first years are out there thinking, oh my gosh, when's that going to happen? And then they're all nodding yes. You know, I heard there's transition points even into the second semester. You hit it, and then you're like, oh, this is what it means. Patients are the same way. I mean, you train them, you teach them. They get out there, and they start doing what you actually helping them do, and that light bulb goes on. But it's also the right amount of stress. So you're not stressing them too much or too little. Too little, patient gets bored. Too much, they shut down. Same thing with the students. You stress them too little, they're going to be bored. I don't think anybody bored out there as our first year students.
No, of course not.
A little too much at times. Yeah, we got to balance that a little bit and make sure that we're supporting and moving them through just as we do with patients.
And that's why we call it skilled therapy. If you just apply a one-size-fits-all mentality to all patients, sure, I could do that, copy and paste. But you need that balance of, is it too much or too little, or the psychology element, as you mentioned, comes into play. I'm going to check out. We forgot to ask the most important question. What are we drinking today?
Actually, this is a Boston Lager.
Boston Lager, nice. I'm doing the, was it Two Roads? Jay.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, Jay, yes. Two Roads. Is that what it is? Two Roads something? Where's that out of? That's local, right? Stratford, yeah. Right there. Took a tour of the facility. I don't even know what to call it. I don't want to call it a school because it's like a spaceship. You guys go to school in a spaceship. I walked into a classroom, it looked like I was going into the UN. I was ready for that. You guys just moved in there and you gave me the tour. I don't even know how to describe it. How do you describe it to people?
You
know,
you describe it as all the learning resources that you need to bring things across to students. So anything that you would need with technology, we can bring it across there. So we can actually optimize the student learning by different pedagogies, different resources. So it's definitely a very great facility to work in.
And talk about your job just briefly. So you're not only in the PT department, you also work in a few others.
Yes, actually I'm the chair of physical therapy, athletic training, and exercise science, which actually marries a lot of the things that we want to look at from all the way from prevention to rehab to palliative care and wherever we want to go. So a lot of performance enhancement, a lot of things that we do in PT and the rehab aspects, but a lot of interdisciplinary work that takes place in the program.
And you press a button and TV screens pop up out of the table. I'm a guy. We like toys. I'm stuck on that. You guys got lasers, and you got cameras coming out of the ceilings, and you got a cadaver lab down the hallway. I had to take a subway to get to my cadaver lab, which was actually kind of cool, but you've got one right down the hall, and you got a bod pod. But you essentially said when you guys were putting that facility together is, what is the wish list of everything we'd need, everything a student could come in contact with, and you got it.
Well, that's it. It's focusing on the student learning. So everything that was put in there was with the, you know, looking at the Catholic intellectual tradition of the university and marrying reason with some of the things that we do in spirituality and how people actually grow. So in doing that, in pulling in what the university does, we really hit all the components of actually creating the whole package for the student.
Is it cool to learn there? Is it a cool experience? I did mention the TV screens that pop up out of the desks, right? That is pretty cool. So talk about how you do that. How do you optimize, you know, student learning in PT programs? Because that's pretty much all you do from minute one until they hand you the piece of paper is you're trying to take a sip from a fire hose. You just want a little, but they're going to give you a whole lot. So how do you do that?
Oh, you know, the sip from the fire hose, right? It's a sip? Yeah, it is, actually. You know, we're all in that fire hose sort of atmosphere. So there's so much information in doctoral programs. The right thing to do, though, is as we're working, and everybody needs to work on, is assessing how the students are learning. So from semester to semester, are you stressing them in the right way to optimize their learning and growth and maturity through the program so when they end in that last year, they're ready to hit the ground running, they're entry-level physical therapists. I've always told our faculty, and they're going to hear it over and over again, the need to know, nice to know, nuts to know things in the curriculum. And we're boiling it down to the need to know. The nice to know is in there to actually create a variety of things, right, and bring the profession that's contemporary practice in. The nuts to know we need to get rid of and focus on the things that is entry level practice.
All right, so you brought it up. What's a nuts to know?
Post-entry level. We're entry-level education. As we're moving towards, and what's what I love about residencies, that gets into those things that are no longer nuts to know. It's creating the masters,
right,
of physical therapy. So it's the ones that actually out there, they've had the experience, they're learning from what they've learned in the entry-level program. And we all learn from our mistakes, and we do, and that's why the entry-level program's there, to make mistakes while you're in the program, so when you get out, you're a competent professional,
right,
but then take it to the next level. Be that person, take that nuts to know that would have been an entry-level education to the need to know in post-entry level.
Okay. So let's talk to our audience right now. Let's answer a question they'd want to know. You ready for this one? This one's for you, for him to answer. What makes a good PT student? What do you look for in an individual that you say yes? Like in the, maybe like in the middle of the program. It's, if someone's pointing at their beer, I agree. I agree.
You know, it's,
what are a characteristic or a couple that make it, that you say, yeah, that person's going to be a good entry-level PT when we leave?
It's the passion. If they have the passion for the profession, they demonstrate that passion. You don't have to be the 4.0 student. There's individuals out there that are at that brink. You still have to pass the licensure exam.
B's get degrees. I get it. I'm right there.
That is it. But it's those individuals that have that passion for the profession that truly has the interest of the other in mind also. So think of your core values in the profession. Think of the altruism. Think of the caring and compassion. Those are the people that drive the profession. And this is sort of the soundbite for the end, probably, but it's the intrinsic rewards of being a professional that cares for others rather than those extrinsic rewards.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, you'd really know someone was going to be a good PT student if they, like, listened to PT podcasts or something. Would that be a good...
There you go.
But that's the idea, is, like... That's what I trip across, because I find a lot of students at conferences are already taking con ed. How many students here have already taken a con ed class somewhere outside of class? Yeah, there you go. But like, you, how many of you gone out of your way to read articles on blogs that are not necessarily class related, right? Everybody's done it. Listen to a podcast, watch videos or something to supplement your learning. They're going above and beyond. Those are the people who have that passion that you're talking about.
Oh, definitely. And actually encourage it with some of the things that create that critical thinkers and the problem solvers, and have that passion for learning that just continues throughout life. You're in it now. You're not learning for the class or the test. You're learning for taking care of people.
Yeah. All right. So you also work with the APTA. I'll give everybody who does anything with the APTA an opportunity to give a pitch. Why should students... as they graduate, stay members of the APTA. Why should they?
I go back to our basic needs. What do we need to be? Competent is one. The resources are there. You can actually get many resources at the APTA that takes you to that higher level. You really learn contemporary practice. The next one is you want to be part of a group. The social networking in the APTA is crazy. You get to know people. You get to know what they're doing around the country. They pull you into different things. They create your next job at times because they know you, and that social networking is very important. The other thing that comes with both of those is it creates autonomy, because what you do is you find those niches that you're really great within, and people appreciate that. And I tell our junior faculty and others that you're going to have many opportunities out there when you become a faculty member too. You got to pick and choose what takes you within your personal mission. So the APTA opens up those doors too, but there are going to be a lot of things coming at you that are great, and you really have to pick which takes you in the direction that you want to go.
Yeah, I like that a lot. There's a lot going on at the APTA that you might not necessarily know about, but trust me, they're rowing your boat for you. So I would say, you know, grab an oar.
Get involved.
Yeah, I like that very much. All right, so every time we have a guest on, we give them an opportunity for... a parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at optumfellowship.com.
But parting shot of wisdom, what's something you'd want to leave the audience with? And you can pick who the audience is. Is it students, or is it the profession, or anybody?
You know, coming from the background and what we do for people, I'd have to say, look at your values. We have the core values of the profession. We have some cardinal values out there that are typically prudence. You know, it's the right way to think about things. It's analyzing things. There's judgment in treating people fairly. And then there's fortitude, having the strength to make those moral decisions and doing what you need to. And the last of the cardinal values is temperance, which means controlling yourself and your urges at times to make sure that you are helping others more so than yourself.
So think of
the cardinal virtues, think of the profession and the caring and compassion, and that's what I want to leave everybody with.
Yeah, doing the right thing is always the right thing. Students Chris Petrosino on the show. We're going to be right back with our next guest. Do not move.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Snapchat.
At PT Pintcast.
And online at ptpintcast.com.
Want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staff, and you can find out more information about how you can get a job anywhere in the U.S. doing the thing you want to do, which is this physical therapy thing, with Arias. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. And one common misconception that I want to get out of the way right away, it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, they're not trying to get money out of you and then find you a job. They're just sitting there with a bunch of jobs, and you're sitting there wanting to go to different places and travel around and be a PT. Match made in heaven. Aureus is the leader. They'll get it done for you. AureusMedical.com. Paid travel and housing benefits, positions in all of the 50 states, a variety of different settings, plus Con Ed money too. That's a big question in travel physical therapy. Great way to see the country, and you can do it as a new grad, a seasoned professional, AureusMedical.com. That's Aureus. These guys have supported the show from the beginning, so we want to make sure you support them. And by the way, they're going to support you by getting you a job doing some PT. Want to say thanks to Fox Rehabilitation for bringing you the PT Pinecast. Fox Rehabilitation is a clinician-owned and operated professional practice of full-time physical, occupational, and speech therapists across 15 states with more than 950 clinicians. Combined, we have more than 200 years of clinically excellent leadership. Our mission? To rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people, empowering our people to facilitate and provide clinically excellent care to our clients, allowing them to achieve what they once thought impossible. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out at foxrehab.org.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. All right, we're back in the PT Podcast live at Sacred Heart University. Woo-hoo! Doing the college tour with our friends from Aureus Medical Staffing. We're going to talk about travel PT in a little bit, but we got to go to our next guest. Next guest has been a clinical assistant professor at Sacred Heart for over 6 years. NCS with experience in and outpatient neuro rehab. She'll be presenting at CSM on knowledge translation. That's going to be in New Orleans. We'll talk about that. And the Science of Dissemination and Implementation Conference in December. She's also an ABD. I had to Google what ABD meant, all but dissertation. Woo-hoo! For her PhD at Rutgers. And her free time, she's chasing her 2-year-old. On the show is Wendy Romney. Let's hear it for her. Wow. Here's why I like Sacred Heart. The students showed up an hour early at the bar, and so did the professors.
Of course.
I was like, we'll start at 7. Everybody's like, here at like 5:50. I was like, all right, I guess we'll just go now. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What are we drinking today? That's the first question. It's always the hardest.
Shock Top.
Shock Top. Let's hear it for Shock Top. All right, so you're presenting at CSM.
Yeah.
Which is in New Orleans. Show yes. of hands, how many students are going? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting them to come. They're
yeah,
coming.
Good. We're in Connecticut right now. We're going to New Orleans, which, if you're going to do CSM, like, they do yep. it in awesome locations. Like,
yeah.
New Orleans, not bad. You're presenting on knowledge translation. I didn't even know what to Google for that, because I Googled it and nothing came up. What is knowledge translation?
Knowledge translation is getting physical therapists to use evidence to treat their patients.
Well, that makes sense when you say it. When I read it, I'm like, I don't
what?
Know what this means.
Yes.
So give us the quick and dirty on your presentation. How are you gonna make someone like me? I'm like the slow end of the room. How you can make someone like me actually understand what you're talking about?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about how we can help clinics make their physical therapists use outcome measures, or encourage their physical therapists to use outcome measures in practice.
How do you do that?
It's a whole complicated theoretical framework.
More than a beer.
Way more than a beer.
That's what you mean. Okay.
It's a 255-page dissertation.
Yeah. That's why I usually opt for the podcast cliff notesy version of things, is because I'm looking for that.
Yeah.
What do you like about working here at Sacred Heart?
I like everything. There's like all the faculty.
Is it because your boss is here? Is that why you're Is that why you're saying you like everything? Because your boss is here. I get it.
No, the faculty are a big family. The students become our family. I think that's the best thing, is we just all become one big family. So it's just, we've been through ups and downs. And
plus, you're all PTs, so we're all pretty like, hey, let's hang out.
Yeah,
like I said,
true.
You guys show
we're
up
fun.
An hour early to have a beer.
We're fun. Exactly.
You teach what here at Sacred Heart? We talked about this before we went on the air.
I teach spinal cord injury. I teach neuro. I teach amputation, prosthetics.
Lots
of neuro
stuff.
One more beer.
Talk about spinal cord injury. What drew you to that in your career? How'd you kind of make your way to be an NCS?
Yeah, so after I graduated from PT school, I wanted to keep like a lifelong learning. I wanted to learn more. And
it sounds like a cliche, but it's legit.
Yeah.
Lifelong learning.
Yeah,
we do
it totally
that.
Is. Absolutely. So I felt like I needed to keep advancing myself, and I really like neuro rehab. I like stroke, TBI, but I just happened in my position had a lot of patients with spinal cord injury, so I just kept falling into that over and over again. So
only in a room full of PTs can someone say, I really like spinal cord injury and stroke and TBI, and no one is like, oh my God, aghast. But we get what you're saying.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about my experience in neuro rehab and the thing that I had a problem with, and I want to see if your students have a problem with it too.
Yeah.
My issue was, because you said, what were you doing earlier today? You said you were flopping around. You were being...
We were flipping and flopping all over the mats.
You're being a spinal cord injury patient with the students. The problem was, students are always like apprehensive, right? We're like, oh, you're fine. But
don't want to touch the professor.
Right. That's the thing. I was so like, I didn't want to like be all up in my professor's stuff because it was my professor. But she's like, well, what are you going to do if you were the patient? And I was like, but my patient doesn't know. It's not my professor. So how do you get students to get over that?
I don't know. I was manhandling you guys half the day today, wasn't I? I had my spandex on. I was ready to go. I was on the tables with them. I was lifting them up. Right? We were all sweating in class today.
How do you haze them? How do you make it harder? How do you make it harder than it is? Like, because you have to. Do you on purpose
Fall
make
over.
Things?
Lose
you do
my
what?
Balance, fall over,
yeah.
Lose my balance. Yeah. You catch him off guard. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Last episode we had, we were at Stony Brook University, and we were talking with a professor who worked with the edges, the Psi Edge. She worked with a different edge, but I want people to know what it is and why they should pay attention to it, because I think this is another reason you're a member of the APTA, because they do stuff like this. So talk to me about Psi Edge. What is it? Why you work with it?
Yeah, so spinal cord edge was to review outcome measures that were valid and reliable for patients with spinal cord. So we reviewed like 63 measures, and we made recommendations for use in inpatient, outpatient, with patients with incomplete injuries, with complete injuries, and we presented it. CSM a few years ago.
So you guys look at all the outcome measures, and you, what I like to call is, you science it. You look at all like the sensitivity and specificity and spin and snout. Good luck with that on the boards. I probably got all those wrong.
But still do spin and snout. It doesn't go away.
I still have no idea what spin and snout means. Literally, when you take the boards, they give you like this dry erase board.
Yeah.
And I literally wrote like right spin over. And snout. And then I was like, what does that mean again? And I was like, dah! I don't know what that means.
I tell the students to write out the cranial nerves on the dry erase board.
Yeah.
The first thing I did from when I took my boards, all
the cranial nerves. You write them out? How did you write them out there?
Oh, man.
What's your acronym?
O-O-O.
Are we going PG-13 or are we going straight R?
I don't... I can't remember right now.
Again, your boss is here. I get it. You don't want to go R. People listening, Google it. There's an R-rated version that really helps you remember. But yeah, there is that like, hey, let me just vomit a bunch of information on the dry erase board
Absolutely.
For whatever reason. And
I tell them that all the time. Right before the test, you write down everything that you need to get off your brain, and then you can begin the test.
Well, Chris gave me the tour. We went into the cadaver lab today, and like I walked in, I was like, first of all, like smacked in the face by that lovely pungent aroma of cadaver lab. And then I like turn around, I'm like, oh, brachial plexus. And I had like a flashback. I was like, ooh, I don't.
And you drew it on the dry
erase
board.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm good.
At the test, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
There you go.
Yeah. We had a girl who in class who knitted it. She took different color yarn, because that's her fun place. She knitted like the brachial plexus. Then she came into class and she was all excited. She's like, look what I did. And I was like, what is that?
I wouldn't know either.
So why do you still come back? Why are you still a professor? What do you get out of it? What do you dig?
I get passion inspired by the students, and I try to give them my passion.
Does she give you passion? Wow, you have like a fan club.
Yay!
You're going to have a hashtag pretty soon. Do you have a hashtag? Wendy Rules? Hashtag Wendy Rules.
Wendy Rules.
Go Wendy. What do you want to know from the students? Is there anything you want to throw at them?
What do I know from the students?
You're used to throwing them questions. Is there anything you want to know? You have a group of them that will actually answer honestly because we've given them, they bought their own alcohol.
I'm very intimidating as a professor, right?
Yeah, she seems, Wendy seems very intimidating. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We were feedbacking. All right, so.
Maybe a little bit.
So if you've listened to the show, you know that every guest has an opportunity to do shots. We do shots. Parting shot of wisdom.
Parting shot of wisdom.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum Manual Therapy.
Taking the orthopedic clinical specialty examination? To pass the OCS, it's important to understand clinical prediction rules, clinical practice guidelines, and recent research. Optum Manual Therapy has the premier OCS prep course that gets you from start to passing step by step.
Test out 3 free study guides right now at OptumFellowship.com.
So what's something that you usually, what's your soapbox? What's the thing that you're like, hey, I'm going to impress this upon you as the student or the profession. What do you got?
My soapbox is, if that's your mom lying in that bed, how would you want to be treated? So if they are soiled or incontinent, you do not want your mom to be lying there wet. You do what you do to make them better. So that's always my soapbox is treat your patients like they're your family members, number one.
We're going to clap for that. That's awesome. That's something you should 100% remember. I was taught that by an awesome CI in an inpatient experience. And
exactly.
So be that person who comes through.
Be that person. Yeah.
Let's hear it for Wendy.
Calling all physical therapists.
Expand your knowledge and your practice with Rock Tape. Join their medical professional program at no cost to you.
And start getting 40% off retail pricing right now.
Just head to rocktape.com and click Become a Medical Pro.
To get 40% off retail right now.
Rock Tape helps athletes of every level go stronger, longer.
With the best kinesiology tape, cutting edge education, and fitness support products.
Physical therapists.
Go to rocktape.com/start.
And use the code PTPINECAST when you sign up.
For an extra 10% off your first order. Rock Tape, the best kinesiology tape.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by BuildPT. BuildPT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what BuildPT can do for you today
at BuildPT.com.